Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Shannon Karras, owner of Karras & Company Salon. Karras & Company is this week's featured business for the Heart of Downtown campaign, sponsored by the City of Port Huron's Downtown Development Authority.
So, Shannon, tell me a little bit about Karras & Company. Tell me about your salon.
We are a full-service hair salon downtown with a nail tech as well. We also sell a large selection of different products for your hair and beauty. I have 8 stylists and 1 nail tech. We also do some facial waxing as well. Great group of women, extremely educated, just a wonderful group to work with.
And you guys have a super cool building. So tell our listeners where your building is and what the history of it is.
Oh, the building's awesome. That's the whole reason that I actually wanted in that space. It's the old Diana Sweet Shop downtown, 307 Huron Avenue. It's a very old building. It's beautiful. It has brick on the inside and tall ceilings, and it's just very beautiful. A lot of history in that space. Gorgeous.
I know when I went in there, I was able to kind of go back a little bit into my memory of being a kid and going into Diana's, and as teenagers would go there and eat pizza bagels and drink phosphates. But yeah, it's really cool to see what you guys have done with the space. I actually just noticed on Facebook, you put up some videos, you've made some changes, as we all have had to with this COVID situation. Tell me what you guys have been busy doing while you haven't been able to have your clients in the salon.
We have done a thorough cleaning job. I had a company come in and completely clean, disinfect. I also myself came in and did the same thing. I hired a company to come in and clean and disinfect all of our air ducts. I actually installed hands-free everything, like hand sanitizer, hands-free on the walls throughout each room. The bathroom is all hands-free now, toilet, sink, you know, everything. So we have, we actually cleaned up and finished our basement so that my staff can have an additional break room and a kind of separate area to step away. And we're trying to, you know, be very cautious with the 6-foot distance. So we actually measured all the spaces in there. They're all over 6 feet. They're actually 7 feet or further apart. It's a pretty large space. I got all new furniture because we want to have furniture that you can actually disinfect in between every client. We've purchased all kinds of masks and splash guards and just really, you know, I have a UV light to disinfect all of our instruments as well, a huge stock of barbicide and disinfectants. So yeah, we've really stepped up our game. We're going to make it super safe. We're going to check temp as people come in, and we're asking people to wait outside, and we'll text them as their appointment is ready, because we want to make sure that we thoroughly disinfect in between every client.
Oh, my. I mean, on top of your normal stuff that you have always been doing, I'm sure, keeping things clean, I think, you know, this whole situation has forced us to a whole new level of clean, right? And the distancing.
Oh,
so
absolutely. Yep. And we'll probably be seeing, unfortunately, about half the clients, because we're only going to allow 1 client per stylist at a time.
Okay.
We're going to really limit, you know, clients in at a time. So yeah, it's going to be a safe environment. It always has been, but we're really stepping up our game. So we want everyone to feel safe when they're in there, and we'll all be wearing masks, and we're asking clients to do the same. So it'll be great. We really feel confident that it'll be good once we open.
How do you feel like this has affected you overall, just having to be closed for so much longer than some of the other businesses?
I miss my clients. I miss my staff. You know, we're all a big family there. We're so close. I really miss them. We've done some Zoom meetings, and we keep up daily pretty much, but I miss my clients like crazy. I mean, I love them all. This is why I do what I do. I mean, it's not just about beauty. It's about them as people. We have these relationships, and I really miss them all. I miss doing what I love. I love doing hair. That's why I got into this. I miss my downtown. You know, we have an awesome family down there.
Well, on a lighter note, have any of your clients like gone crazy and cut their own hair? Because I completely just chopped my bangs off. Like 2 weeks ago, I was just bored. I'm like, maybe I need a change. I think I need bangs. I watched, I think, too many episodes of New Girl since I've been on quarantine. And so, So I'm like, okay, now what I think, you guys, if there is any further closure, you need to have like drive-through bangs or something, because they're manageable, but they're not perfect. So if you figure out a way to do that.
I love it. I've been getting so many texts and pictures of people cutting their hair, cutting their spouse's hair. One client cut her husband's hair, and it was the coolest mullet ever. I love it. I love the colors. Oh, dear God. I'm going to have so many color corrections.
Yeah, you're going to be fixing things for days.
I understand. I totally get it. Like, you're desperate. There's not much we can do. And they're trying their best, but definitely that store-bought stuff, not the same. Cutting your own things. They tend to be a little shorter when you cut them yourself, maybe not super even. So, yeah, it's quite comical, and I think everybody's finding humor in it. Nobody's, you know, getting real upset about it. We all look the same. I haven't had my hair done in months, so we're all in the same boat, you know.
Yeah, I think your advantage is you probably have the right scissors. Those of us who are cutting hair at home, I was like, these scissors are probably not the same as I'm trying to chop my bangs and my hair is moving away from the scissors instead of getting cut. Yeah, I know. It's bad.
I don't really suggest it. You don't want to, like, cut your forehead or your ear.
I know.
But, yeah, it's funny. I mean, we're doing what we have to, you know. We'll be back at it at some point, and thank God hair grows.
To learn more about Shannon and hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.